Well, hello everybody. It is now 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. This is KK4 JZX. Tonight is our third Handy Ham TechNet. It is Thursday, September 20th, and I'd like to welcome you all to the weekly Thursday night Handy Ham TechNet. Today, I want to tell you a little bit about some ground rules here that we have. And for the TechNet, for the Handy Ham TechNet, and we pretty much have an open forum here where we bring in individuals and we talk about technology. So if you have a question, a concern, a problem, an issue related to technology, any type of technology, then bring it to us and we'll definitely see if we can answer it for you. I am Net Controller tonight. This is KK4JZX. I don't have a backup for tonight. Is there anyone that can serve as a backup in the event that I cannot continue the Handy Ham TechNet tonight? KK4JZX.
Romeo Hotel.
KL3RH Riley, how's it going? I only heard the last part, but I recognize your voice. This is KK4JZX. Back to you, Riley, and then I'll continue the TechNet.
Calling.
Yeah, I can cover for you. I mean, you know, if you need it, no worries. I got your back, man. KL3RH.
Okay, Riley. KL3RH. Thank you. At this time, is there any priority or emergency traffic before we begin our TechNet? If there's any emergency or priority traffic, please come now. This is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet. Okay, with that said, nothing heard in terms of emergency or priority traffic. Thank you very much. Are there any announcements that anyone would like to make at this time? Any announcements that that anyone would like to make at this time? This is KK4JZX.
0Q1X.
Okay, that last station, would you come back and give it a couple of seconds and please give me your call sign in phonetics? I appreciate that. This is KK4JZX. If you have an announcement to make, go ahead and give me your call sign in phonetics, and then I'll and then make your announcement.
KK4AZ, this is Kilo Charlie Zero, Quebec, November Alpha. Your Minnesota Area is Assistant Section Emergency Coordinator. How do you copy at this time? Over.
Definitely copied. Yes, I got a copy. KK4, this is KK4JZX. KC0. Q&A, this is KK4JZX, I do copy, thank you.
Yes sir, good evening, and this is Don again, KC0Q&A, Minnesota Area State Section Emergency Coordinator, EC. I just want to give everybody a heads up, don't forget that the National SET, or Simulated Emergency Test, will be occurring between 9 a.m. and 12 noon on Saturday, October 6th. Again, that's from 0800 to 1200, or I'm sorry, 0900 to 1200 hours on Saturday, October 6th. And again, we'll be doing both segments of Section 8 will be live and well on 38.60. Also, we'll be live on similar 2 meters, as well as the NIMS Section 3 or Section 10, 40 meters at 7280. So those of you who have HF privileges, you may want to check that out with your cooperative EOCs and emergency managing teams that you serve. Also, Minnesota Areas, in conjunction with Homeland Security Emergency Management and the Minnesota Department of Health, are going to do another set simulated emergency test on Saturday, October 20th. That's October 20, from 1000 hours to 1200 hours of a similar game plan. I would ask that everybody go to our webpage at minnesotaareas.oscarradiogulf. For additional details. Looking for fills or questions? KC0Q&A, back to net control.
KC0Q&A, thank you for the announcement. This is KK4JZX. Are there any questions for KC0Q&A at this time that anybody might have on this net? KK4JZX. KC0Q&A, this is KK4JZX. Do you have any further announcements? And then, if not, if so, go ahead and make them, and then we'll continue with the net for tonight. This is KK4JZX.
For JZX, this is KC0QA. The only thing I will add is if anybody has any more details after the net, they can also email me at kilocharlie0quebec@yahoo.com. Again, KC0QA@yahoo.com. Thank you for letting me jump in and make that quick announcement. And again, go on with the net. KZ0QNA, back to net control.
KZ0QNA, this is KK4JZX. All right, we've got your email as KZ0QNA@yahoo.com. Thank you very much for your announcement. Are there any questions at this time regarding the announcement? And then we'll go ahead and move on. Does anyone have any questions about the announcement from KZ0QNA? And we'll take those questions right now at this time. KK4JZX, net control for the Handy Ham TechNet. All right, thank you very much. Again, this is the Handy Ham TechNet for September 20th, 2012. It is 7 minutes past the hour now, and we are beginning our TechNet for tonight. This is KK4JZX. If you feel that you have an announcement to make or you have an emergency, please come in with break, and we'll take the announcement, we'll take the emergency, and address it as best as we can. Definitely do what we have to do to take care of the emergency and then move forward. Are there any further announcements for the TechNet tonight? If you'd like to start checking in at this time, I'm taking check-ins. And any questions for the TechNet, and any announcements, any tips, any technology-related items that you might be able to bring to the table so that the group can take it and try to answer it, go ahead. This is KK4JZX, net control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
WB0KZB.
K8HSY.
Okay, I've got two stations there. WB0KZB and K8HSY. I think that's Tom. But I'll take the first station, WB0KZB. Come in and give us your handle and your question or comment or announcement. This is KK4JZX.
4JZX, WB0KZB. Name here is Jim, Juliet India Mike, and I have a question. And what I'm wondering, I'm putting up a tower for the very first time, and I'm trying to follow the manufacturer's specifications to the letter and the city code. The manufacturer does not say a word about rebar in the concrete, and they don't say a word about the hardness of the concrete. Passing comment by the city engineer says that I need rebar. Now, the question is, do I need rebar? And if I do, what kind? I'll be in and out, but I'll be here for the whole net. If I'm not here right away, I'll be right back. Back to net control. This is WB0KZB.
All right, WB0KZB. Thank you for your question. Hopefully we'll find someone here that will be able to answer your question. And okay, so now moving on to K8HSY. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, good evening, Jose. This is Ron, Romeo, Ontario, Norway, K8HSY, the happy silly youngster, back here in Kentucky. We just got back from a fairly lengthy trip up into Michigan, went on up into Michigan up north of Lansing, and got involved with the Michigan Council of the Blind State Convention, and then visited, had our 50th year class reunion up there, and visited friends and relatives, and went fishing and had a good time. So now we're back. And if anybody has any questions about the double bazooka or any of the antennas that I posted information on, well, I'd be glad to answer them. Or that includes the J-pole. So with that, I'll kick it back. And by the way, the question that the first gentleman asked, I don't have any idea. I would think that the rebar would be unique to the area. I would think that different areas would have different regulations regarding that. And back to you, Jose. This is K8HSY.
K8HSY, this is KK4JZX. I apologize for mixing. I knew your name, I just didn't know I was moving too quickly to think. I know it's Ron, and I know your voice very well, so I apologize for that. Nice to hear you back on here. We definitely appreciate having you here. Does anyone Would anyone else like to check in at this time and perhaps give us an answer or some idea as to the question that came up from the first call? And at this time, does anyone want to check in and perhaps answer that question or have another question? KK4JZX.
Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Quebec.
For the question one, over.
MKA0PQ.
Okay, I got KD0ETQ, a second station that I definitely got the last portion of. No call sign, please, if you would repeat the call sign. And then I've got KA0PQW, Matt. But on that second station, please go ahead and repeat your call sign in phonetics, and we'll take Phil first, and then we'll take you. KK4JZX, net control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
KK4JQX in the TechNet, this is Kilo Charlie Zero, Quebec November Alpha, trying to help resolution for question number one, over.
ABX, just checking in for one for the count.
Okay, that second station, I still didn't get your call sign, but I think you're mobile, so, Phil, if you don't mind, I'm going to take the mobile station first in the event that station is out of reach or goes out of range, and I'd like to be able to do that before we move forward. And please come back, that second station, with your call sign and your answer for the first question, and then we'll take Phil, KK4JZX.
Yeah. Yeah, Jose, I'll help you out. Here's KA0PQW. It's Kilo Charlie Zero, Quebec November Alpha. That's Don, KC0QNA. He'd like to answer Jim's question.
I apologize for that, KC0QNA. I apologize. I for some reason, it might have been something to do with my computer here, but go ahead and answer the question, and then we'll continue here. This is KK4JZX.
KZB, this is KC0QNA. Speaking of an avid antenna planter, and tower planter and climber for that matter, if you're in the Minnesota area, which I do believe you are, it would be strongly recommended as per code in many jurisdictions of the state, because of the type of soil that we have. You do use 3/8 rebar enforcement. If I remember, I ended up buying at the local home improvement store before I did the project and welding them, I think something like 18 sticks of rebar. And I did a 56, here at the QTH, I have a 56-foot Roan HDX, and I did a pad that was 6.5 feet down, 5 feet wide, and a 4 across. Or 4.5 across, I think it was. But long and short of it is, I did more than what the expectations were of the planters and the inspectors. Matter of fact, the city inspector who came out to inspect the hole before and after was shocked to see how much better I made the hole. I said, well, the code may call for this, and this is what the owner's manual says, but if you show them we're putting more into it, you're going to get less stomping by the city directors, planners, whatever they are. They love it when you exceed what the minimum expectations are. Again, just my own comments, but again, if you'd like more details, I can take photos and send them off to you, Jim. WE0KZB, this is KC0QNA in Greenville, Minnesota. Back to net control.
KZ0QNA, thank you very much for your comments. I'm going to turn it over to WB0KCB. WB0KCB, Jim, does that answer your question, and do you have a further question for that other station, KK4JZX?
All right, KK4JZ, oh, good golly, I forgot already, I'm sorry, Jose, WB0KZB. Yes, that answers the question. It is what I expected it to be. It's okay to go over specification. It is not okay to go under. So thank you very much, and it's just a universal 40-footer, but it's still, we'll put in the rebar and know exactly what you're talking about. Appreciate it very much. Back to net control, WB0KZB.
All right, thank you very much, and KZ0Q&A, thank you very much for your comments, and if you have any further comments, go ahead and bring them in now. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
Net control, if I may just add additional. If it's a 40-foot tower, the frame of mine there would be a 4x4x4 square hole, and I would do a 36-inch square, 36 down, 36 across rebar cage using three rebar. And if Jim would like more information, I can give him a lot of help on those. I've done many a dig over the years. So, again, Net Control, thank you for letting me help out a fellow ham, and we'll keep listening along as we're helping another new ham into the neighborhood get himself mobile ready. KC0QNA from Greenville, Minnesota. Back to Net Control.
Okay, KC0QNA. My apologies for the mix-up with call signs. It is a combination of lack of experience and my technology here, which we're talking about tonight. But do you have an email address that you can give to Jim so that he can email you? This is KK4JZX. Okay, WB0KZB. Is that? Do you have any further questions before I move forward with Phil KD0ETQ? This is KK4JZX.
No, that should pretty much do it. I really appreciate the help there, and my address on QRZ is accurate, and I'll drop an email by there, and I appreciate it. WB0KZB 73, we're clear.
All right, thank you very much, and we definitely appreciate that you're joining us tonight. Phil KD0ETQ, what's up, and do you have a question, perhaps a comment? Come in, Phil. This is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
Yeah, KK4JZX, K0ETQ. I've been talking to a few people, about getting something for HF or Reagan Ed. I'm going to HamFest in about a month. Now, I've been told, I don't know if there's any other way to do this. Well, I know I need some type of antenna that I use, a third floor of an apartment. I can't put up anything big, but okay, I know I need some type of antenna. But as far as equipment goes, I'm told I need a transceiver, a power supply, and an antenna tuner with an SWR, a measuring thing. But is there anything where these are combined? Where, you can at least some of them are combined, or do I actually need, the transceiver separate, power supply separate, antenna tuner separate, not counting some type of antenna? Does it have to be three separate pieces of equipment, or are there anything that's combined? I'm not that familiar. I've only been familiar with communications receivers since I never had any reason to look at transceivers, so I was just wondering maybe if anybody has any idea about that. Other than that, that's about it. Other than that, I'll stick around and listen. Back to Net Control, it's KD0 Echo Tango, Quebec.
All right, KD0 ETQ, that's a very good question, and hopefully somebody here will be able to answer it. We've got two stations. We've got Matt next, KA0PQW. And I think I heard AB1MU earlier, but I'm going to go ahead and take Matt, KA0PQW. This is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
Yeah, okay, Jose, very good. Good evening, everybody. Good evening to you, Jose. Good job there. And the Q&A was on 105 there, R147.105. It appears to have a little static buildup going on 105 tonight, so I'm not sure why. Might be some wind static, probably. It has been quite windy, and sometimes that machine gets set. Let me reset here. Let's see. Don did a good job of, Q&A did a good job of answering Jim's question. Always over design on a tower. You just never skimp. That's when they come down. And I know I over-designed my tower, and everybody said, well, you don't need to do this, you don't need to do that. And I don't want it to come down, we're going to do it anyway. So, and it's stood here and did its thing while green bins across the street have toppled over. So It's served me well that way, so. And let's see, to Phil's question here. Yes, there are rigs that have all those combined. However, they're usually probably quite more expensive. And also, I guess I like the idea of a rig, you know, with a built-in antenna tuner, such as like the Kenwood TS-2000 or even the Kenwood TS-480. 480 might be a good choice because it's actually smaller, and but they run on 12 volts. A lot of the stuff runs on 12 volts, and I actually like the idea of a separate power supply. Usually it seems to, in my experience, that the separate power supply is maybe a little bit more robust or something than some of the internal ones. It seems like some of the stuff I've had years ago with internal 120-volt power supplies, I always had problems popping the diode rectifiers. So and a rig is, you know, I think it's just a better idea to have two pieces, a power supply and a rig. You know, it all depends on what a guy wants. But I hope that kind of helps out the answer is that. But, you know, you're looking at built-in power supplies and stuff, then you're adding an awful lot of cost, I think, to the rig as well, and size and things, and it might just be better to get a separate power supply. Now, nowadays, let me reset again here. Nowadays, you can even get a switching power supply. I would recommend the Astron, anything Astron, I guess, I would recommend. I wouldn't go with some of the other off-brand switching power supplies. Some of them are just pure junk. I've seen some of them that claim they're 23-amp continuous, and they won't even handle a 100-watt rig. You know, they give you all kinds of voltage drop issues and stuff like that. So I would go with an Astron power supply of some sort, whether it's a switching supply, which would be quite a bit smaller and quite a bit less heavy, or the regular good old transformer supplies, which I like. I've got several of those, and I think I've only had one failure in an Astron power supply, and it was an odd soldering problem. And apparently whenever they built it, they didn't quite get the on-off switch, the power switch, soldered properly, and it eventually melted off and failed. And but all we had to do is re-solder that wire onto the switch, and it's worked ever since for many years. And I think that's the only real failure I've had in an Astron power supply. I've had other power supplies, trip lights. I blew them up, blown the fast trannies out of them. I recently had an Emerson power supply, blew the trannies out of it, caused by turning them on and turning it off, and then and then 5 minutes later turning it back on. And that's kind of the other thing about a lot of these odd power supplies. The Astrons are a little less fussy with this, but some of the other brands like Triplite and that's just one of them. They have a problem where if you turn them on and off very often, you will for sure pop the pass transistors out of them. And so you pretty much need to leave them run all the time. So that's kind of that, but I don't know, does that answer your question, Phil? I guess I'll just go direct here for a minute. KD0ETQ, KA0PQ, does that help?
Yeah, Matt, that helps a lot. Yeah, at least it answers me. Because I really never had no reason to go hunting, you know, what was separate, what was all internal, and now I do, so it at least gives me an idea. I figure if I ask somebody, I'm glad you you know, gave me the answer. Otherwise, I might have went out and bought some of that stuff that you said isn't any good. So this way I can, you know, at least got an idea what to look for. You know, and I figured, yeah, if it was internal, it probably cost more. But at least it gives me an idea, you know, especially go to Hamfest. You don't know exactly what you're picking up. And so I'm just kind of looking around. I'm not sure when I'm going to buy what, but I just need to get an idea. And yeah, it helps me out a lot. Thanks a lot, Matt. This is KD0EQ.
This is KK4JZX. Does anyone else have any further comments before I move on to AB1MU? This is KK4JZX, Net Control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
You know, kind of use your best judgment, stuff like that. So, okay, well, go back to you there, Jose. KK4JZX, KA0PQW.
All right, Matt, KA0PQW, this is KK4JZX. Thank you very much for all the information, Matt. And Phil, hope that answers your question. Are there any further comments from anyone else in the group before I move on to AB1MU? Any further comments, please come in. This is KK4JZX, Net Control for Handy Ham TechNet. KC0QNA. Hope got that one right this time. KC0QNA. This is KK4JZX. Come in. Go ahead and make your comments. This is KK4JZX.
KK4JZX. This is KC0QNA through the Owatonna repeater. Hi to Matt, by the way. I also agree with exactly what Matt says. You can't go wrong with an RS35A Astron. Regulated power supplies are the best money for the bank. And I believe also that one of my Elmers told me that nothing says quality in a ham radio like something that's heavy. If it weighs more than you do, it's probably made before you do. And it's made to last. And that's genuinely how I feel about those things. So, Astron 35A, and speaking as a real user of the Kenwood TS-480 SAT, 60160 with the auto tuner, whether we use them down at Carver County EOC, or anywhere else, you'll find that that is a superb radio. I've used both the ACU-FT57D, the ICOM 735Ds. By far and away, the 480 SAT, when it has steady 12-volt power, even down to 10 volts, it still runs like a trooper with the auto tuner, and it goes from 4 to 1 to 1 to 1. So if you're worried about some variable SWRs, it's got a very good performance there. And when in doubt, just go get yourself an MFJ-969, and you can manually tune, especially on the 160-meter side of things, bring it down into a more tunable range. But again, Matt said it right, PQW said it right on the head. And I think your great pair is the Astron 35A and the 480, which I both have in series right now. KC0QNA in Green Isle, Minnesota, back to Net Control.
All right, KC0QNA, thank you very much for your comments. Always welcome here. And Matt, KA0PQW, thank you. All right, AB1MU, do you have any comments at this time before we move forward with further comments for Phil? KK4JZX.
Well, good evening to everyone on the net. This is AB1MU. Handle here is Joel, and the QTH is approximately 50 miles west of New York City. I have no traffic currently other than current weather report, so just be listening, one for the count. This is Back to Net Control, this is AB1MU.
All right, AB1MU, thank you very much for checking into the Handy Ham TechNet. Today is Thursday, and it is September 20th. Phil, KD0ETQ, do you have any further comments before we... call for additional comments. This is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
No, it seemed like I'm getting some very good answers. Because I'm marking all this down, and when I start looking, I'll know where maybe to steer away from and steer toward. So, yeah, I better not ask any more. I think all 3 weeks I've had questions. So, I guess maybe somebody else I better ask some questions. I think I've got in on it all 3 weeks. But no, that's fine. KD0ETQ.
Yeah, Phil. KD0ETQ. But thank you very much. You had the inaugural question, and you've had some good questions every week. By the way, Handy Ham's is putting the TechNet, the recordings of the TechNet, the weekly recordings, on the website. As soon as we have the link, I'll be sending it out. I know Pat sends it out, but we'll be sending it out as well so that you can download a recording of this TechNet. At this time, I'd like to call for any further comments for Phil or any additional questions that anyone might have for the Handy Ham TechNet tonight. This is KK4JZX.
November 0, Sierra, Bravo, uniform.
KC8FQV, Mark, Aurora, Ohio. Over.
K8HSY with a question.
Okay, I've got three stations there. N0SBU, KC8FQB, and then K8HSY, Ron. And I'll take N0SBU. Come in. This is KK4, JZX.
Yeah, good evening, Annette. Excuse me. Here is N0SBU George at second base, umpire, Hugo, Minnesota, don't you know? We finally remember the TechNet is on. I know it's been on for quite a while. If I remember to get in here, check in, at least one for the count. But it's going good with the TechNet. That's a nice net to have. That's a good add-on here. Otherwise, nothing else to mention from Hugo. Nice and cool this evening. It's the mid-50s. It feels good tonight. See y'all later. N0SBU, 73.
N0SBU, I wish I had that kind of weather now here in South Florida. It is probably in the upper 80s now, maybe mid to upper 80s. Wow, 50s, mid-50s would be nice right now. Well, okay, moving on to KC8FQB. Please come in with your comments for the Handy Ham TechNet. This is KK4JZX.
All right, KC8, Fox, Quebec Victor. Fox, Quebec Victor, Mark in Aurora, Ohio. Yeah, I go find where I had my phone. I check in, well, you know, Echolink. And I use the Bluetooth to, I'm going to start making more noise again, so I'll listen with that in the headphones. And I can make all the noise I want, so I can hear you guys. But I just want to check in and say good evening, and I'm going to send it back to now. I don't got no questions, but I'll just listen to see what maybe I will learn while I'm here at work. KCFKV.
All right, thank you very much for your for coming in, and hopefully you'll be able to join us every week. We're here on the Handy Ham TechNet every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. All right, moving on to Ron, K8HSY. Ron, come in with your question. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, okay, Jose. Yes, I'm sure several of you have the answer to this, but if you can give it to me as succinctly as possible. Looking around at that gear, transceivers, VHF transceivers, I see both, at least it appears that I'm seeing both a TM-V71A and a TM-V7A. I just wonder what the difference is. In looking over, I don't see a lot of difference. Is it just that one's newer than the other, or what? So that's my question, Jose. K8HSY, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Hopefully somebody will be able to answer that question here. K8HSY, thank you for bringing it up. And does anyone at this time have any comments for K8HSY, Ron, regarding his question? This is KK4JZX.
K0PQW.
K0PQW. Matt, come in and go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, I've got to say I'm not entirely sure what the differences are, but seems like maybe the TM. It seems like, let's see, isn't that TMV7A? Maybe that's not the old blue face. I don't remember what the model numbers were, but it seems like, too, that there's one of them that's a little bit better for APRS or something than that maybe the TMV-71A. Although I think that's the 710s they're using. You know, now that I think about it, I'm not sure I've got a clear answer for you. I maybe shouldn't have said anything. I'm not so sure I have a clear answer for you. K0PQW.
All right, this is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet, and we're looking for an answer, any further questions for the Handy Ham TechNet tonight. There's a question on the table asked by Ron, and if anybody would like to have it repeated, we'll bring in K8HSY to ask the question again. But does anyone have any comments or any questions for Ron at this time regarding, or any comments regarding his question? This is KK4JZX.
Alpha Zero Tango Delta Alpha.
All right, sounds like I heard Pat there, WA0TDA. Pat, come in. This is KK4JZX, net control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
Hey, thank you, Jose. Well, the TMV-7A is the blue face radio that Matt was talking about. It's an older model, and it's not nearly as blind accessible. It uses the VS3 speech chip and does not speak the menu options. It's also, in my opinion, quite difficult to program. The TMV-71A is the current new version, dual bander, and it uses the VGS1 voice guide chip, which is a state-of-the-art chip that does speak the menu options. So that's quite a difference. It's just a much easier to use radio with many improvements. And Jose, I also did want to mention that the Vancouver IRLP link is not working. The node doesn't respond. WA0TDA.
WA0TDA, thank you very much. Maybe Matt, K0PQW, can come in at some point and give us a comment about the Vancouver IRLP. But Ron, K8HSY, does that answer your question, and do you have any further questions for the group here? This is KK4JZX.
No, that's exactly what I was looking for. Thank you very much, Pat, for that succinct answer. I appreciate that. That totally clarifies it, and I start looking around if I decide to go ahead and get a VHF rig, then I would definitely be looking for that 71A model. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. Back to you, Jose.
All right. I'm glad that that question was answered, and I definitely learned something new today, and we'll definitely be watching out for those models. But is there anyone else that would like to make any comments regarding the current question that is that's been answered by Pat? But does anyone else have any further comments or any new questions to bring up to the Handy Ham TechNet for tonight? This is KK4JZX.
This is KI6SE.
Double Fair KA0PQW. Okay, I've got two stations. Was that KI6ZZE? Please come in and correct me if I'm wrong. This is KK4JZX.
Good evening, Jose. Yeah, this is Raul, KI6 Zulu Echo. I was kind of far away. I was kind of heard about the differences between those two radios because I do have a TMV-71A. I didn't quite hear what was totally the was that about, which was more accessible from which was. Could you explain that back to me, Jose, please?
WA0TDA, Pat, this is KK4JZX. Would you come in and answer the question for KI6 Zulu Echo? Raul, this is KK4JZX.
Yes, very good. The more accessible radio is the TMV-71A. TMV-71A. It's the new model. It's the current technology. The radio is a better design. It is easier to program and operate. And the VGS1 speech chip speaks the menu options, so it is a very accessible radio, much more so than the older TMV-7A. And the model numbers are almost the same. It's just that the other one has the extra one in it. So TMV-71A is the one you want, the new one, WA0TDA.
All right, Pat, thank you very much, WA0TDA. Raul, KI6 6 Zulu Zulu Echo. Does that answer your question, and do you have any further questions for the net tonight?
Yes, that answered my question. Yeah, I do have a new one, but I'm still having a little hard time trying to program it myself. But I just wanted to make sure what it was, because I was far away and I didn't quite hear what was that all about. And but I'll continue trying to see if I can work with it a little better. Thank you, Pat, for the answer. And thank you for taking the net. KI6 says, that's Eddie.
KI6, ZZE, you mentioned you were having some trouble. Maybe at some point you can bring it up on the TechNet, and perhaps someone here might have had experience with programming the radio and can help you program it and get through your issues there. Any further comments, KI6, Zulu Zulu Echo? This is KK4JZX.
No, that'll be it from this part, and I'll keep listening, and if there's a possibility for that, yeah, I'll be trying to be here as much as possible. Thank you once again, Jose. KK4JZX, this is KI6ZZE.
Okay, KI6ZZE, thank you. Moving on to K80PQW, Matt. I know you had a comment, may have been about the current topic or the question that was on the table earlier. Go ahead, Matt. This is KK4JZX.
KA0PQW, and I think KC0QNA had a question or had something there too. He doubled with somebody, so you want to pick up Don again there too. Kind of, I don't know that I would buy a used TMV-71A unless it has been for sure, made sure that it doesn't have this filter can receive issue that shows up. Kenwood doesn't like to admit that they had a batch of them that had bad filter cans, and what happens is that they get moisture in the can. Excuse me, they get moisture in the can and then the receive goes to nothing. And, in fact, I think we have one out at Handy Ham's camp that's got that exact problem. At least on one side of the radio, and that's something we're going to have to look at. But, so that's all I wanted to add is to be aware of the used ones at this point anyway, unless you can guarantee that they're working. If there have been some of them that that have shown up with this odd filter can issue that Kenwood doesn't like to admit. I think that was it. I think we're kind of doing a couple things at a time here. KA0PQW.
All right, Matt, K0PQW, thank you. KC0Q&A, Don, come in with your comment. I know you... I tried to come in before, and I didn't hear you. I apologize for that. This is KK4JZX.
JZA, this is KC0Q&A. Thanks to Matt for grabbing me there. I appreciate that. Speaking as an owner, I pretty much have the entire Kenwood lineup short of the 2000. You know, the TDM-71 is the non-ATRS version of the Kenwood TMB-710. They all share the same voice synthesizer chip. So those of you who may be seeing impaired, the Hanningham people really love that radio, the TM-71. And the other thing is, if you have the ATRS one with the voice chip, it will actually announce who you're beaconing off of too. So those are considerations you may like or not like, prospectively. Speaking as an owner of the Matt, you put that wrong radio model in my head. The 281, the TM-281, which I'm talking on right now, I got this 65-watt version that's the new model released this year, the 281. We have the 271s at the Chanhassen Weather Service that I installed there about 4 years ago. They're both very easy to program, all support the voice module if you need them. And I agree about the cans with Kenwood. I can't remember what serial number they started with the new ones, and that resolved it. Or so we seem at this time, but like I said, I would strongly recommend the TMV-71, or better yet, if you want pure. And again, if you run them with the Astron, you're doing yourself a big favor in the long run, at least a 20 amp one. So there you go. Again, preference speaking, as well as years of wisdom, and several of my Elmers have got me on the right path over the years. So again, thanks to Matt for picking me up there, and thanks to you there, Warren, for grabbing me. KC0QNA, Green Elm, Minnesota, back to that control.
All right, KC0QNA, thank you. Thank you for your comments. This is KK4JZX, Jose. And, all right, so I'm at the bottom of my list, it looks. Does anyone have any questions for the net or any comments regarding what's already been discussed at this time? Please come in. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, one last recheck here, Jose, very quickly. KK0PQW.
Go ahead, Matt. KA0PQW, come in.
Yeah, I just seen your email saying that you might need to head out or something. So if you need to run and there's still stuff going on, I can cover you. KA0PQW.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much. And we also have Riley there, KL3RH, who also offered to jump in if we have to get going. Yes, I do. I do have to get going in about 10 minutes, but I'll stick in here until I can. I've got somebody that I'm taking care of tonight. This is KK4JZX, and anyone else that would like to check in at this time and have any questions, please come in. This is KK4JZX.
KC0ZND, that's Kilo Charlie Zero Zulu November Delta.
No link.
Why not KL3RH?
N5XDX.
KC0ZND, please come in with your question or your comment. This is KK4JZX. I've got two other stations, but I'll mention them right after your comment.
NT there, this is KC0ZND. Steve up here in Clear Lake, Minnesota. Right up here about 60 miles northwest of Minneapolis. Just wanted to give you one for the count. Just got home from work. Late day. Just going to sit down and eat some supper. And probably go to bed. I'm tired. It's a long day. So I don't have much other than that. I just wanted to get my call in there to for the night there and wish everyone 7-3s. And I'll turn it back over to you, Net Controller. Thank you very much for getting me in. And everyone have a beautiful night. This is KC0ZND. Steve up here in Clear Lake. I'll be clear and listening along.
Zero ZND. This is KK4JZX. I noticed the you had an urgency in your voice, so I wanted you to jump in first and get your comments in. Thank you for joining us. We definitely appreciate your joining us tonight. And we've got two more stations that actually joined us. That is KO3RH Riley and N5XCX Woody. Riley, KL3RH, come in with your question or your comment. This is KK4JZX, Net Control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
Go Link.
Well, hey, Jose, and everybody else on the net. Nice to hear you. My son's sitting here making fun of me, but that's okay. I mean, yeah, wah, as he says. And, you know, it's all good. Hey, wonderful job tonight. And I really can't think of anything that really I can add. We'll catch up with you later, and great job, KL3RH.
Okay, Riley, always a pleasure having you on the net, and feel free to join us every single Thursday. It's great to have you here. This is KK4JZX. Woody, N5XCX, come in, please. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, hey, Jose. I'll make it quick because I know you got to leave here pretty soon. I just wanted to put out there, does anybody on the net know how to unlock a SIM card for what is it called? A net net phone, I believe. Those, you know, those things that you buy the little card for. To pay for, and they're anyway. When I put my AT&T card SIM card in, and it comes up and it says SIM card locked, lock one or no one or something like that. And so I need to know how to unlock that SIM card. Can anybody help me out there? Over.
Okay, Woody, well, we'll take your question and see if the group, anyone in the group here would like to come in and provide an answer for you. This is a TechNet where any question is valid. Any technical, any technology-related question is valid. We definitely like to have everybody that has any type of question, whether it's radio-related, computer-related, phone-related, we'll take it, Woody. Anyone, anywhere, do you have a comment or any responses for Woody here regarding his phone? This is KK4JZX. Okay, this is KK4JZX. Woody, I don't know, but we're unless anybody has a comment about it, we're going to have to look it up and maybe table it for next week. If not, I can try to help you at some point during the week to find out how to do that. But at this time, does anyone have any suggestions for Woody regarding his issue with unlocking of the SIM card with his net phone? He has an AT&T SIM card. This is KK4JZX.
KD0NNE.
KD0NNE. Please come in with your comment or question for the net. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, good evening. KD0NNE. Jim from Crystal, Minnesota. I'm not well versed in SIM cards, but I think the first thing I do is either Google it or look on YouTube. Provided you've got a high-speed internet access, and that will get you someplace. Otherwise, at least in most big cities, there are small buy, sell, and trade cell phone organizations, and they should be able to tell you how to do that, but they'll probably charge you for it. KD0NNE, clear.
Let me answer that real quick, Jose. This is Woody, N5XCX.
N5XCX. Go ahead, Woody.
Wanted to say real quick there, Jose, that that's a track phone. You know, it's a little $10 phone. I guess you activate it and you get 10 minutes and you've got to buy the little cards and all that for it. And they won't let the somebody else's SIM card, especially AT&T SIM card, go in. Be used in it. It is locked up, and I have tried to Google it, and it comes up with all kinds of different codes, but it doesn't work. So if y'all could check that out for next week, I'd appreciate it. I'll check in next week and see if I can, y'all can come with an answer for that. N5XCX.net.
All right, Woody. N5XCX. Thank you for checking in, and hopefully we can table that next week, and perhaps I'll do a couple of searches for you. I might have some sources that of information for you on the web for that. But all right. Does anyone have any further comments before we close our net for tonight? Unless someone wants to pick it up and continue. It is 8:05 Central Time, and we have we have to close the net unless there are comments coming in and questions. We'll go ahead and close the net. This is KK4JZX.
KK9AGR.
Okay, that last station. Please come back with your call sign and phonetic. It was a little fast for me. I apologize. This is KK4JZX.
Yes, I didn't realize how late it was. I missed pretty much all the net. I did want to share about an AM/FM radio, if I could. a special radio for blind and visually impaired people to use. Is that all right?
Yeah, that would be all right. Go ahead and give me your call sign again in phonetics, so that way I can take it down here. But go ahead and give me your call sign and your name and make your announcement. By all means, of course. This is KK4JZX.
Oh yeah, sorry about that. Kilo Charlie 9 Alpha Golf Romeo. My name is Jennifer. I'm located in Wisconsin. Last Friday, I received the narrator. It's the narrator AM FM HD radio. And what's nice about it is it has a speech chip in it, and so you'll know what AM or FM station you're on, and you can put in 20 presets. It all talks through all that, and it has a talking alarm clock. And when you set your alarm clock in that, you can set it to go off to your favorite station. So I think it's a very good thing, good radio. You can order it off of BestBuy.com. Or you can call 800-237-8289, 800-237-8289,
KC9AGR. Okay, Jennifer, KC9AGR, thank you very much for that announcement. It's always welcomed, of course. If you want to make an announcement like that in the future, no problem at all. We take it, we take any questions you might have as well. All right, at this time, are there any comments, any questions regarding what's been discussed tonight? This is KK4JZX, net control for the Handy Ham Tech Net. All right, with that, I'm going to go ahead and close this net. And thank you to everyone that joined us tonight. Hopefully, you'll be able to join us next week. And next week, we have our net controller, AE5YC. And he is Herb from New Orleans, and he'll be our net controller for next week. I'll be around as well. I'll be the backup net controller. And before I close the net, once again, are there any comments, any questions at this time? This is KK4JZX. Okay, folks, do not forget that we have the Handy Hams has a daily net at 11 a.m. Central Time, and the Thursday night tech net, and every net is at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central Time. So you always know exactly when it happens, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central Time, 1 hour ahead Eastern Time. So 12 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Eastern. All right. This is KK4JZX. I am going to clear, and thank you all for joining us tonight. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham TechNet, September 20th, 2012. Thank you, and clear.